This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Chris Pratt confessions the backlash that left him in tears and the real story behind his body transformation.
I was almost 300 pounds.
Then Wendy Williams' comeback plans.
Which will make more money for me than doing the TV show.
And remember this?
I'm truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared.
Why it has Amber Heard facing new legal trouble. Plus, look at her now. Selena Gomez on new music.
I'm actually working on it right now.
And MGK and Megan Fox secretly married.
I didn't want to hide anything.
We go straight to the source.
I'm good for those. I'm good for those sound bites.
ET starts now.
Chris Pratt is fully aware of the online hate being thrown at him, and now he's speaking out. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, Chris is opening up about his parenting controversy, religious misconceptions, and the truth behind his full body transformation.
The first transformation of my body to become Star-Lord was the hardest because I had the furthest to go. I was almost 300 pounds and never really thought that I would ever be a candidate to play one of these sort of action hero kind of roles. When I was Andy, I was pretty unhealthy. I can't believe that I would eat 5 cheeseburgers for lunch. I lived in like a constant state of, oh God, I'm freaking sick of eating so much. And now it's the exact opposite.
The super healthy actor is chugging cheese balls, curling dumbbells, and jumping in the pool for his men's health cover story. He's also firing back at the haters who have made him a target on Twitter. You know, the worst Hollywood Chris meme demanding one has to go.
God is real. God loves you.
The actor says, I didn't know that I would kind of become the face of religion when really I'm not a religious person. The 43-year-old has been criticized for his alleged association with the Hillsong Church, which some consider to be anti-gay.
There's this great quote that I actually heard in church, and it felt like it really appropriate, which was, if the spotlight that's shining on you is brighter than the light that comes from within you, it'll kill you.
Chris tells the magazine, out July 5th, I've never actually been to Hillsong. I don't know anyone from that church. He added that he sometimes attends the Zoe Church, as well as a Catholic church where his wife Catherine Schwarzenegger attended growing up. The father of 3 also revealed he cried over the backlash after this Instagram post. The actor posted a loving tribute to Catherine and their healthy daughter. He says, quote, and then a bunch of articles came out and said, that's so cringeworthy. I can't believe Chris Pratt would thank her for a healthy daughter when his first child was born premature. That's such a dig at his ex-wife. And I'm like, my son's gonna read that one day. He's 9 and it's etched in digital stone. It really bothered me. Last week, Catherine shared a glimpse of her second baby with Chris, Eloise Christina.
This motherhood chapter has just been truly incredible for me, and I've enjoyed every single minute of it. And then, of course, to see my husband step into a role of being a girl dad is so beautiful as well.
By the grace of God, I've got a very understanding and loving wife.
Is Jack in love with being a big brother now?
Yeah, he does a great job as a big brother, yeah. You know, he's 9, and my 2 girls are 21 months and just a month now, and so sweet with them, and they miss him when he's gone, and they love him so much.
You know what? I applaud a dad who loves being a dad, and Chris does. He is so into it.
He definitely does. All right, let's move on now to Wendy Williams, who's revealing her big plans now that her daytime gig is gone.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Hi, very well, thanks.
That's good. Any new projects you're working on now that your show's over?
Last night in New York, the talk show host appeared upbeat, claiming she's going into the podcast world as Sherry Shepherd takes over Wendy's old time slots in the fall.
Podcast, of course.
Okay.
Will make more money for me than doing the TV show.
Wendy might be right. She reportedly made $10 million a year doing TV, while podcast host Joe Rogan rakes in a reported $30 million a year. Let's move on to Alec Baldwin, who this morning interviewed fellow controversial figure Woody Allen.
When I'm down, I just have to put on one of your films, and it's like the warm bath for me that just makes everything okay.
The embattled actor, who's worked with a disgraced director three times, wanted to promote Woody's new book. Topics included work and family.
I have six kids and we have another kid coming. I'm so overwhelmed by my children.
But missing from the conversation, the Allen versus Farrow documentary in which Woody's adopted daughter, Dylan, claimed he sexually abused her, a claim Woody has denied.
Like a magnet, he would just come straight to me.
Alec did bring up Allen's ex Mia Farrow's other adopted daughter, Soon Yi, who Allen infamously wed when he was 62 and she was 27.
Your wife is a lucky woman.
This Christmas will have been married 25 years.
Finally, to embattled exes Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. Could Amber face new criminal charges?
Giving a false testimony is an offence under the Crimes Act, so that is what we are now investigating.
A new report says Australia's Senate committee is still actively investigating Amber for alleged perjury over illegally importing her and Johnny's dogs back in 2015.
I'm truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared.
Johnny and Amber were forced to tape that apology video and pay a $1,000 fine. At the time, Amber told authorities that Johnny's estate manager gave her the okay to import the dogs. But in Depp's UK court case, the employee testified Amber lied. If convicted, Heard could face up to 15 years in prison. Meanwhile, Depp's other ex, who stuck up for him in the UK case, is talking.
Hi, I'm Winona Ryder. Let's see how I do.
We've been married for years. Didn't tell anybody.
The actress, who was engaged to Depp in the 90s, tells the new Harper's Bazaar their public breakup made her life darker than anyone knew, calling that time, quote, my girl interrupted real life. I just wasn't taking care of myself. After their split, Johnny altered his famous Winona tattoo, referenced last month at the trial.
I took off the last two letters and had it say Wino forever.
I just laughed because I thought he was joking. And slap me across the face.
Every time I hear that testimony, it's just still so wild to me. All right, let's move on now to Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's Big Apple date night. Rachel Smith was there and joins us from Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square. Those two love a twinning moment, Rach.
Oh, you know they do, Nichelle. And while it was MGK's big premiere, Megan was the one calling the shots. Work this carpet, Megan. Look at you in your crop top.
Yeah.
Is pink your favorite color?
It's my daughter's favorite color. I think she probably inspired that in me.
And now Machine Gun Kelly's 12-year-old daughter, Casey, is taking center stage in his new Hulu doc, Life in Pink, streaming now.
Like, I feel like people have to dig deeper than just like what they see on the internet.
Casey is such a bright young lady.
She stole the doc to me.
No, I gotta say, I did hear you say in the documentary you call Megan your wife.
A beautiful thing that we get to go and share this with the world, with my wife and with my best friend.
When did that happen?
It never felt right calling her my girlfriend. Girlfriend seems too adolescent for the depth of our relationship.
Oh, I'm sneaking in.
Hi, baby.
Are you so proud of this young man right here?
I am. I'm super proud.
I do believe you told me at the VMAs what daddy wants, daddy gets.
I was like, whatever you say, daddy, whatever daddy says.
It was like the most memorable line I do believe I've ever received in an interview before.
Thank you. I'm good for those. I'm good for those sound bites.
I'm curious, do you guys have an official wedding day?
No, he's on tour this year. When it needs to happen, it'll open up. The universe will open it up and we'll do it.
Well, they may not be married yet. As we see in the doc, the couple of more than 2 years have already been through thick and thin.
He went through a very difficult time when he considered taking his own life.
Megan went to Bulgaria to shoot a movie. I called Megan and I was like, you aren't here for me. I put the shotgun in my mouth and I go to cock the shotgun and the shell just gets jammed. Megan's like dead silent.
You were on the receiving end of that phone call. How the two of you healed and grown together?
We've done every form of therapy that exists. It's a constant process of like suffering and passion and love and the repeat cycles. And there's lots of all of those things all of the time.
Over in L.A., the topic of conversation was definitely lighter. Our Wilmar Fuji caught up with stunning and silver Selena Gomez, plus Steve Martin and Martin Short at the red carpet for Only Murders in the Building.
How would you guys fare as real-life neighbors? Do you think these guys would make good neighbors?
Oh, fantastic. I don't know. But this one would be nice. A lot of parties? I don't know.
I would.
Hanging on Selena's fence going, quiet down.
Turn off the Neither music. Would be good.
I would definitely have louder parties than Steve.
We're getting the hang of this.
Absolutely.
What are our plans for Selena's 30th birthday?
They're going to be at home in bed by the time
I Yeah. You guys aren't throwing. You just said you throw wild parties.
Well, I'll just be getting in when it starts, yeah.
I hope it happens by 10 a.m. so I can celebrate it.
Season 2 is streaming now on Hulu. And get this, Selena's fans will soon get to celebrate her new music.
I'm actually working on it right now. It's just been a little hectic with this, but I am in the studio. I'm excited. Look good enough.
Watch it. Yes, you know that is music to the ears of fans. All right, now to Lizzo making beautiful beats with James Corden. The superstar singer reveals how she got her nickname.
And the rest is history.
Then, Mom Talk with Mickey Guyton.
He's starting to say so many words.
God forbid I've cussed in front of him and he's repeated that.
Plus, witches reunited.
Yes, Salem, we're back!
Our sneak peek at Hocus Pocus 2.
I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Baby, how you feeling?
Lizzo riding shotgun for carpool karaoke with James Corden, where she also revealed when she made the name jump from Melissa to Lizzo.
It's a teenage nickname. In Houston, you know, you chop the second half of your name and you put an O. I was right. Lizzo with
right.
two S's.
Yeah.
And then everybody would be like, Lizzo, Lizzo. They said it was like a little swipe to it, so I changed the S's to Z's.
I love it.
So I love that.
Shello?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say, is it Shello? Is that what it's Shello?
Kezo?
Go ahead, Shello.
I like that, though. I'll take that
okay,
one.
Now
let's get to our exclusive with Miss Mickey Guyton. She's making 4th of July history this weekend, but Mickey's also celebrating her little man's new milestones.
He's starting to say so many words. He can say up, he can say fish. He can say no very, very well. God forbid I've cussed in front of him and he's repeated that.
Well, you can bet 16-month-old Grayson will be watching his mama's every move when she hosts a Capital 4th Monday on PBS. Only we were behind the scenes with Mickey getting ready for the big show, which will also be broadcast to troops around the world on the American Forces Network.
The most dazzling display of fireworks anywhere in the USA, live from Washington, D.C. It's a Capital 4th. It's going to be a huge, huge cast. Darren Criss, Cynthia Erivo, Yolanda Adams, Cheetah Rivera, Andy Grammer. I'm going to sing the national anthem. I'm going to do it again.
Of course, Mickey kicked off 2022 singing at the Super Bowl, and now she's making history as the youngest person ever to host the special.
Which is wild. I did not know that, so thank you. This will mean I'm just... The pressure. No pressure. I'm gonna fly.
I love seeing her star soar. Now, let's get to the fireworks between Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. As it
was. How the couple is ramping up their romance. Then a Jersey Shore star's divorce.
There's a lot of stuff that people don't really know.
Angelina Pavarnik opens up about her split and hooking up with a co-star.
What about you and Benny?
Plus,
All rise
for another ET exclusive. How Oprah saved the legal drama. Is she joining the cast?
Is this real? Is this my life?
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's Harry Styles giving Olivia Wilde a sweet kiss in London. And we can expect to see more of their romance play out in public. A source tells us privacy is still very important, but they also want to live their lives authentically. And that means some PDA. Watermelon sugar. We're told the couple are much more comfortable with the public attention and know it's only going to ramp up. In September, their psychological thriller, Don't Worry, Darling, hits theaters, and they realize interest in their relationship will be unavoidable.
Our life together. We could lose this.
You fell in love on a movie set.
Oh, wow. How to answer this question? I had a wonderful experience being directed by Olivia. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Olivia's ex and father of their two kids, Jason Sudeikis, is also in London. He was all smiles on the set of Ted Lasso, filming the final scenes for season 3.
Living in the moment, it's a gift. That's why they call it the present, y'all.
You can always count on Ted Lasso for a good life moment. Well, also living in the moment, Jersey Shore's Angelina Pavarnik. She had her wedding, and now her divorce will play out on reality TV. Angelina opening up to me about her life after her tumultuous split.
You are divorced. How
Correct.
Are you feeling?
It's been a struggle, like, mentally, like, divorce is not an easy thing to go through. It's what had to happen, and yeah. There's a lot of stuff that people don't really know that has been going on for a long time between us. You don't know what was happening. Like, literally, my husband was like, well, now he's my ex, but there was a lot of things he was doing.
Angelina says her 2-year marriage to Chris was emotionally difficult for her, but the season premiere of Jersey Shore Family Vacation dropped some new revelations, like Angelina had a hookup in Mexico before her divorce. On top of that, she sent the pics to the situation.
I've been feeling alone in this marriage for a long time. Chris left again. He moved out.
What about you and Vinny? Might there be a possibility?
Oh,
some sparks there?
Everybody wants it. I'm like, why? Like,
do what? You want it?
No.
Like, I don't believe it.
We are friends, but I think he wants it more, obviously.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that, you know?
You never know, though. They say, you know,
never say never, but I don't think so.
Well, Angelina's not waiting around. She even jetted off to the Canary Islands to take part in Paramount Plus's new reality competition show, All Star Shore, premiering tomorrow. She joins other reality stars like Blake Hortzman from Bachelor in Paradise and Giannina Gabelli from Love is Blind, hoping to win $150,000.
Basically, we were getting lit together all day, every day, but, like, we had challenges. We had to do challenges every day.
What did you learn about yourself in the process?
That I'm not gonna be taken for granted anymore by a man. I'm good right now alone, and eventually I will find my Prince Charming out there.
Oh, be patient, Angelina. He is out there. Nichelle, back to you.
And be open, because you never know where love's going to find you.
Yes.
That is so true. All right, thanks so much, Rachel. Now let's get to the big news for fans of the drama All Rise. It was not picked up for season 3 on CBS, but one person had the power to make sure this case wasn't dismissed. Oprah Winfrey.
I was in my backyard, and I got the phone call, and I screamed so loud. My husband thought that there was, like, a wild animal in our backyard. And I was like, we're going to own. I can't believe it.
Miss Simone Missick.
We got to have a Zoom with Miss Winfrey herself.
I was like, is this real? Is this my life?
I felt immediately that it was the right fit because at OWN, we are intentional about the kinds of stories that we tell. There was no choice but to say, yes, all rise.
The decision to bring the legal drama to OWN after it was canceled was not just business for Lady O. Turns out she's a huge fan.
She was talking about our show in specifics with details. She knew who our characters were. She knew our storyline.
For her to be the person to save the show, it was like we got saved by the queen of television.
Season 3 of All Rise is already underway, and Simone showed us all how she gets camera ready.
Because you did that.
Being on cable, there is a little bit more intimacy, more romance, a little more sexy time, certainly with Lola this season.
Let's take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Let's do it.
Yes.
There's, of course, one storyline everyone wants to see.
I think we need to get Oprah on the show. It makes sense.
Who knows? You know, miracles happen every day.
Simone, call me, girl. We can think up a plot line for Oprah together, all right? Listen, rising up from the dead, the Sanderson sisters. We have your sneak peek at Hocus Pocus 2.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tomorrow on ET Magic, Mike turns 10. Our fiery flashback plus sexy scoop from Channing Tatum's Last Dance.
Well, we're getting 100 on this one.
I'm sorry, but they're done filming the movie, so you can't get on set for your lap dance.
Channing said they're going to be at 100 for this one. 100.
Oh, boy. All right. Meanwhile, get ready for the haunting return of the Sanderson sisters.
I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker are all back in their bewitching glory. SJP told me that long before bringing back Carrie Bradshaw, she wanted this.
Really?
Well, it's hard to ignore the public outcry for Hocus Pocus. I mean, it's really hard to ignore the deafening call for a sequel.
They heard y'all. They heard y'all. Now we got it. Hocus Pocus 2 premieres September 30th exclusively on Disney Plus. I can't wait.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.